And it's Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Somebody told me that you found somebody new and you're happy. You were never really very good at being alone.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I was the knight in shining armor in your movie. Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. Hey! Trying to fix my pride, but now you're broken. Now you're broken. Lie, 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 and try to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all-time.
No. 3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Empties, Lord, as soon as I find where they lay, tied off them jolly and leaving mines on a long hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds. Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Zach Bigley.
Hello and welcome to Midland, Texas. It's the Frisco Rough Riders and the Midland Rockhounds meeting for game number four of this six-game series on this Friday night. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Momentum Bank Ballpark. Zach Bigley with you. Very happy to have you wherever you may be listening on this Friday night. Thanks for spending your Friday evening with us. The Rough Riders looking to tie this series up at two games apiece following their loss last night 5-0, the first time they've been shut out in 25 games. It ended the longest active streak of games scoring at least one run in the Texas League. And today they turn to the 24-year-old Nick Krauth on the mound. The 6'3", 170-pounder out of Concord, California, makes start number 11 this season with game number 12. He's 5-2 with a 4.94 ERA in 54 and two-thirds innings. He struck out 35 and walked 29, but he's been much better as of late. Over his last four starts, a 1.84 ERA. Opponents are just hitting 204 against him. On the other side, it's another 24-year-old. Gunnar Hoglund makes his second start against the Rough Riders, the former first-round pick by the Blue Jays, who came over in the Matt Chapman deal. He's 6-4 this year with a 3.45 ERA, making outing number 14 and start number 13 on the season. He leads the Texas League with 73 innings pitched on the season. He's fifth in ERA, and he struck out 63 batters to 22 walks over his season so far with Midland. it's Nick Krauth against Gunnar Hoagland. The Rough Riders coming in with the best record in all of AA and the second best record in minor league baseball by winning percentage at 44-22. Midland coming in at 37-29. With the Rough Riders having already clinched the postseason here in the first half, a good opportunity to finish off this week, the final week of the first half, and go into next week against Corpus Christi at home with a really good bit of momentum going into the second half. Earlier yesterday, we got to catch up with Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders manager. Had a lot of fun chatting with him about the first half and how good this team has been this season. Individual guys as well. Talked a little bit about him spending his first Father's Day as well with his daughter, Sophia. A lot of fun chatting with Carlos Cardoza, as always. We'll take a break, come back, and get you part two of that interview with Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders skipper. Game number four of this six-game series coming up at the top of the hour between the Riders and the Rockhounds. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Talk so much about early work this season as we're joined by Carlos Cardoza. Defensively, this season, the Rough Riders have the best fielding percentage in all minor league baseball, went nine straight games without an error until Tuesday. How important to you is playing well defensively and making sure that you hammer it home for these guys that that is something that you can control and that's really important?
Yeah, it goes back to one of the pillars we have as an organization, that's to dominate the fundamentals. And, you know, that's something that you see it in game time, but it's something that's worked on every day before the game starts. And as far as this group in Frisco, you know, we have personnel-wise, we have talented players, players with a lot of ability. But something we were talking about as a club yesterday is that, you know, your character is what you do on the daily. And sometimes talent and skills can take you to a certain place, but it's the character and your habits and your routines and your steadfastness to those details that is what are going to keep you there. And, you know, these guys, man, they come out and they get after it every day, no matter the temperature, no matter where we're at. And it's good to see them see results individually and as a team this so far into the season.
Joined by Carlos Cardoza. Any team that wins a lot of games is going to have to hit well situationally. And the Rough Riders have certainly done that this year, leading the league in a lot of situational categories, especially late and close. What emphasis as an organization do you guys put on those kind of situations, and how has that been implemented this year?
Yeah, I think a big part of that is just the 9-versus-1 mentality, as far as the lineup, the whole lineup against the guy on the mound, the pass the baton mentality, staying within yourself, and just messaging we've gotten from guys at the top like Boach, and how do you handle pressure situations? It's the guys that can handle those pressure situations, they want to be out there because, you know, they want to do it for the team. And, you know, you mentioned pitching, you mentioned defense, and you mentioned, you know, hitting and executing with runners in scoring position late in games. That's a pretty good recipe. That is the recipe for good baseball, and that's a good recipe for winning games as well.
Yeah, it's funny. When you put all three of those together, you get the season that the Rough Riders have had. It's been really amazing. For you personally, with this season being halfway over, second season here in AA, what have you learned about yourself this year as a manager and as someone who builds relationships with these guys?
It's a good question, and I'd need more time to reflect on that. But I've learned that each day I come to the park to work with the group of staff and players here, I love my job more and more each day. And that's the biggest thing I can tell you right now is that, you know, we're heading into mid-June here, and it's only getting better.
We'll get you out on this, Los. You celebrated Father's Day a few days ago, last Sunday, with Ornella and Sofia. How is life going? How is it to celebrate Father's Day and just kind of a special day to take some time away from baseball?
I appreciate the question. It was a special day, first Father's Day, and getting to FaceTime with my lady and my daughter and celebrate, you know, our first Father's Day together. But it was also incredibly special for, you know, our team to clinch that day, and to see, you know, some fathers around the ballpark and around the team and some families. We had Steven Jennings take out the lineup card with his dad and his son. I thought that was pretty cool to have, you know, three generations of Jennings at the ball field on clinch day, on Father's Day. Jesus Cepeda and his daughter were out taking pictures, you know, on Father's Day. So, yeah, it's a special day, but, you know, these players and this group here, you know, they make every day special.
Carlos, thanks so much, and congratulations again on the playoff berth, and looking forward to a good second half.
Appreciate it, Biggs. Congrats to you, man.
All right, we'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
As lineup cards are getting exchanged down below us, the Rough Riders and Rockhounds getting set for Game 4 of this series. And let's introduce you to the starting lineups for both of these teams. First, for the Rough Riders, the visiting club today is announced by Carlos Cardoza in his second year at the helm here in Frisco. Kellen Strom, the center fielder, leads it off. Then it's Liam Hicks, the catcher, and Aaron Zavala in left. Camber Rodriguez at shortstop, Josh Hatcher in right field, and Abimelech Ortiz at first base make up the middle third of the order. Bottom third is Max Acosta at second base. Freiner Chavez is the third baseman, and Alex Degody DHs and hits nine. Once again for the Rough Riders, it's Strom, Hicks, Zavala, Rodriguez, Hatcher, Ortiz, Acosta, Chavez, and Degody. Nick Kraut takes the ball for the Rough Riders today, making what is hopefully another start during this really nice stretch for him, in which he's had a lot of success, 2-1 with a 1.84 ERA over his last four starts. He faces this lineup for the Midland Rockhounds, as announced by first-year manager Gregorio Petit. Jason Rosario is the DH leading things off. Then it's Jack Winkler, the shortstop, who's 6-for-12 in this series with a home run and two doubles. And Brennan Malone, the first baseman, hits third. Middle third of the order, it's Shane McGuire, the catcher. Caden Trinkle is the right fielder. And Lazaro Armenteros is the left fielder. He hits in the sixth spot. Bottom third, Jeremy Eierman at third base. Denzel Clark in center field. And Saheed Valenzuela, the second baseman out of Cal State Fullerton, is in the ninth spot in the caboose of the order for the Rockhounds. Once again, it's Rosario, Winkler, Malone, McGuire, Trinkle, Armenteros, Eierman, Clark, and Valenzuela. This is Game 4 of the series, and the Rough Riders will face off against Gunnar Hoglund in Game 4, as he'll take them out here in just a few minutes. The series started off with a 2-1 loss for the Rough Riders against the Rockhounds, in which Josh Steven allowed just two runs over his five innings on a two-run homer from Jack Winkler that just snuck out of here down the left field line, barely getting out. And the Rough Riders came back into Game 2 with a 6-2 win, mashing six doubles before last night the Rough Riders fell 5-0, being shut out for the first time in 25 games and being held to 0-for-5 with runners in scoring position. Frisco managed just two hits, both of them singles, one from Kellen Strom and one from Cody Freeman. And they could not overcome three late runs from Midland after a two-run home run from Denzel Clark in the second. Midland put up three runs in the eighth yesterday. And just a really interesting game yesterday. Carlos Cardoza was ejected. We saw an ejection from Alex DeGody, the Rough Riders shortstop. It was a game that was filled with a lot of frustration for the Rough Riders, but the Rough Riders certainly hope to bounce back here in this game today. And with a lineup that does not feature Cody Freeman, but features a lot of their left-handed hitters, they got the day off yesterday against the lefty James Gonzalez back in the lineup. And it's been really interesting to see how the Rough Riders have competed over the three games in this series. They've all been competitive, even though yesterday was 5-0, scoring three runs in the eighth inning to put it out of play late, but it was a very close game throughout until then. Frisco, again, clinched the playoffs on Sunday, and you came into this series wondering, you know, what is it going to look like necessarily with the competitive nature? And Carlos Cardoza, in part one of that interview yesterday, addressed that, and he said, you know, it doesn't matter. We're going to come to the ballpark every single day with the same mentality, and consistency can be our greatest asset, and that's exactly what the Rough Riders have done so far in the first three games of this series, is compete really well. And it goes back to the pillars of the organization that the Rangers have. Compete with passion is one of them, and we've seen that so far here in the first three games of this series. So the Midland Rockhounds are ready to take the field in their white jersey tops and bottoms with a navy ball cap. The Rough Riders wearing their slate uniform tops today. Red double R ball cap and gray pants on the road here in Midland. We'll head to a break. We have the national anthem next, and then, of course, first pitch between the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds coming up soon. We'll be right back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Spend Independence Day at Riders Field with Stars and Stripes Night, presented by Rhythm Energy. The night features a patriotic Teddy tank top giveaway at the gates, courtesy of Rhythm Energy, and our biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. It's also Thirsty Thursday with half-priced Coors Light, Truly, and Big Stick Blonde through the seventh inning. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River ticket to catch the game from the Lazy River with $2 drink specials until 8 p.m. See you at Riders Field on Thursday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Arkansas Travelers at 7:05 p.m. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión for 3 games this season. The Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 28th, August 17th, and September 6th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Josh Hatcher, a three-run walk-off homer.
Dives and he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it. Over the Lazy River.
Goal!
The Riders have come storming back.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night!
And it's gone!
Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh my goodness!
What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley.
The Frisco Rough Riders and the Midland Rockhounds set to go for game number 4 of this 6-game series from Momentum Bank Ballpark. Hi, everybody. I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you. The Rough Riders coming in at 44-22, the best record in all of AA and the second best record in minor league baseball. They have Kellen Strom leading things off against Gunnar Hoagland, right-hander against right-hander. And let's do this, shall we? Hoagland with his shoulders square towards the first base dugout. He winds back and deals home the first pitch. And it's low off the outside corner. 1-0, we're underway. 5 minutes starting at 7:05 on a very beautiful night for baseball. 88 degrees and sunny. Bit of a windy day. The pitch home. That's low off the outside corner. 2 balls and no strikes. 15-mile-an-hour winds blowing in from right field. 20-mile-an-hour gusts today. Hoagland working from the extreme third base side of the rubber. He deals. On the inside corner for a strike, and it's 2-1 now on Strom. Strom 3-for-7 in the series with a couple doubles. His 49 runs scored lead the Texas League. 2-1. Outside corner for a called strike. It's 2-2 now on the Riders center fielder, and he calls time and steps out. Gunnar Hoagland, the right-hander, 24 years old. 6-4, the 3.45 ERA. He's been a workhorse this season. 73 innings pitch, lead the Texas League. 2-2. Up high, it's 3 balls and 2 strikes, leading things off against Strom. Hoagland has been a really steady pitcher for the Rockhounds this season. He's making his second start against the Rough Riders. The pitch is on the outside corner. Strike 3 called. Snuck a fastball on the outer edge. And Kellen Strom's down on strikes. One away in the first inning for Liam Hicks. Hicks looking for his first hit of the series. He's 0-for-7 with a walk. Right-hander Hoagland, the number 16 prospect in the A's organization. First offering. On the inside corner for a strike, it's 0-1. Hoagland goes with a pitch mix, starting with a fastball that's very high spin. It'll be in the low 90s, but he elevates it well. 0-1. Swinging a drive down the right field line. It lands in fair and rolls down into the corner. Hicks around first, and he eases into second base with a one-out double here in the first inning. Liam Hicks got out in front of that pitch and just roped it down the right field line. And an extra base hit. First extra base hit since the Riders had six doubles two nights ago. And that brings Aaron Zavala to the plate. The arsenal for Hoagland, fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup. The changeup is probably his best secondary offering. He's ready from the stretch, working against the left-hander Zavala. He kicks home. Now one misses high of the zone, and it's one ball and no strikes. Zavala had the night off yesterday, going 1-for-9 in the series so far. Hitting at just 208 on the season. 626 OPS. 1-0 pitch. He takes one right down the middle for a strike, and it's one ball and one strike. Defense behind Hoagland today, it's Lazaro Armenteros in left field, Denzel Clark in center, Caden Trinkle in right. Jeremy Ironman has third, Jack Winkler the shortstop, Saeed Valenzuela at second, and Brennan Malone is at first. The pitch is a liner foul to the right side, and the count goes to one ball and two strikes on Zavala. Shane McGuire does the catching today for Hoagland for the second straight day. In fact, Midland is running out the exact same lineup that they had yesterday in their 5-0 win over the Riders. Hoagland has his sign working from the stretch with his left toe pointing back towards second. He deals a swing and a miss at the top shelf. Zavala strikes out, and there are two away. Caper Rodriguez takes his turn now, right-handed batter. Hoagland is only making his 33rd appearance in the minor leagues after being drafted in 2021. He's dealt with a lot of injuries in his career. He's ready from the stretch here in the offering. Fastball at the top of the zone for a strike. It's 0-1. Tommy John surgery in his final season at Ole Miss. Rodriguez 0-for-8 in the series. The pitch. That flutters outside, and it's one ball and one strike. Infield slightly to pull against the right-handed batter. It's a tough time for hitters here in the first inning with a shadow in between home plate and the pitcher's mound. Stretch in the 1-1. That's outside. Two balls and one strike. Hoagland has been really good in his last few starts, 2-2 with a 1.59 ERA over his last five starts, and he's holding opponents to a measly 1.92 batting average during that stretch. That stretch actually started in a start against Frisco. Back on May 23rd, the pitch. Swing and a miss, good changeup down and in, and it's two balls and two strikes now on Rodriguez. He went five innings, allowing just one hit in that start. He struck out four and walked one. Picked up the victory. Midland won that game 11-0. That was in game two of a doubleheader. Rain-shortened game that went just five innings. Two balls and two strikes on Rodriguez. Standing back in from the right side. Weight on his toes. Offering home. He swings and misses with a breaking ball off the outside corner, strike three. And Hoagland allows a double but strikes out the side in the first. No runs a hit, no errors, a runner left on. We're into the bottom of the first inning next. Nick Krauth on the hill for Frisco. We come back in a scoreless ball game on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Into the home half of the first inning, the Rough Riders and Rockhounds no score. Jason Rosario leading things off, the designated hitter against Nick Krauth. Krauth, the 24-year-old, stands 6'3", 170 pounds, a right-hander on the hill. Out of Concord, California, he rocks back with the glove over the hat in the first pitch. Bouncer foul at the plate. Rosario fouling it off his own foot, and it's 0-1. Krauth went to three universities during his time in college. Started out at New Mexico, then went to Diablo Valley Community College, and then finished out his career in Connecticut. 0-1. Outside, it's one ball and one strike. Signed as a non-drafted free agent after the 2020 season, and pitching in his second season with Frisco. 5-2 this year, a 4.94 ERA as the pitch is fouled back behind home. It's one ball and two strikes. Making his 12th appearance in his 11th start. 54 2/3 innings for him on the season. Only 35 strikeouts. 1-2. Just outside, missing with a backdoor breaking ball. And it's two balls and two strikes. That is certainly not his game, though, the strikeout. He is a ground ball pitcher. Looks over the top of his glove in the 2-2. Fouled out of play to the left side. It's still two balls and two strikes. Krauth has a massive arsenal that he'll attack hitters with. Four-seam, sinker, cutter, curveball, sweeper, and changeup. He has his sign here and rocks in the 2-2 pitch to Rosario. Inside, we're full at three balls and two strikes. Missing there with the sweeper. Krauth has been really good over his last four outings, a 1.84 ERA. 3-2 pitch. Bouncer foul at the plate, and it's still three balls and two strikes. Today making his fifth career start against the Rockhounds, his second this season. He allowed four runs, just two of them earned over six innings back on May 24th against the Rockhounds in a 5-3 loss for the Rough Riders. Peers over his glove in the 3-2 home. Swinging a line shot up the middle. That's into center field. It's a base hit for Rosario. Leadoff single for the designated hitter for the Rockhounds, and that brings Jack Winkler, the shortstop, to the plate. Krauth over his career against Midland, a 3.15 ERA. He's making just his second start here in this building in his career. Started here last year in August. Righty-righty, the pitch. Up and in, it's one ball and no strikes. Right-handers have been much better this season against Krauth, hitting 316 against him. Lefty's just 176, but the left-hander Rosario singling there to lead off the offensive ball game for the Rockhounds. 1-0, swing and a miss. With a pitch upstairs and got Winkler to hack through it, it's 1-1. Winkler, the shortstop, is 6-for-12 in the series. He's doubled twice and homered. Krauth readies from the stretch, and he drops in the 1-1. Popped up the right side of the infield. Ortiz coming over from first onto the warning track in front of the dugout, and he makes the catch, colliding softly with Liam Hicks, the catcher. Nobody called each other off. Ortiz said, "I'm taller," and he made the catch. So a foul out to first base, and there's one away here in the first inning for Brennan Malone. Nothing-nothing our score. Bottom of the first inning. Runner at first. Here's a right-handed batting first baseman. Open stance. Krauth ready from the stretch. He rocks over to first base. Not in time. Defense behind Krauth today as Aaron Zavala in left. Kellen Strom in center. Josh Hatcher in right. Bringer Chavez at third. Caber Rodriguez the shortstop. Max Acosta at second. Ortiz just made that catch over at first base, and Liam Hicks catches. Offering in, that just flutters high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Krauth has had a plethora of catchers behind the plate during his starts this year. Hicks is catching him for the fourth time. 1-0. That's high and inside. Two balls and no strikes. Cooper Johnson has caught him five times. Scott Capers has caught him twice. And now Hicks for the fourth time. When these two work together, Krauth a 5.87 ERA. 2-0. Chopper foul back behind the plate. Two balls and one strike. Hicks catching for the first time since Tuesday. Cooper Johnson had the catching assignment the last two nights. Krauth readies in the 2-1. Before that, a throw over to first again, not in time. Rosario is 5-for-7 in steals this season. Shadow creeping up on the mound. Currently home plate entirely in the shade. As Krauth sets in the sunlight, 2-1. Slips up and in on a breaking ball, and it's three balls and one strike. Infield plays to pole for the right-handed batter, who's 0-for-11 in the series with a couple walks. Rough Riders trailing in this series 2-1, following their 5-0 loss last night. Stretch of the 3-1. Chopper foul up the third baseline. Kicks off the facing of the Riders' dugout and out towards Gregorio Petit, who's the third base coach for this Rockhounds team, also the manager. 3-2 on Malone. Daryl Kennedy, the assistant hitting coach, coaches at first base for the Rockhounds, and he goes up behind Rosario before he takes his lead and whispers something in his ear. Krauth ready in the 3-2. Swing and a foul back into Hicks' glove. He hangs on for strike three. Two down. First strikeout for Krauth. And Shane McGuire makes his way to the plate. McGuire 3-for-9 in this series. He's walked three times as well and doubled. The Rockhounds are leading the series, or the season series, I should say, 5-4. The pitch home. Inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. And funny enough, the Riders are 4-5 head-to-head against Midland. They're 40-17 against everybody else in the league. A rare losing record against a team this year. Offering in. Check swing. Just off the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Krauth stepping off the mound and re-toeing the rubber. Shortstop Gabriel Rodriguez behind the bag at second base in his shift. 1-1. Dips low and outside. Two balls and one strike. Krauth has been really good at getting the first two outs this season, but he's struggled at getting out number three. Opponents are hitting under 250 with nobody out and one out. Here's the stretch of the 2-1. Swinging a ground ball to first. Ortiz vacuums it in and easily takes it to the pillow himself for the final out of the inning. Side retired. No runs on a hit. No errors and a runner left on base. We make our way to the top of the second inning. It's 0-0. Rough Riders and Rockhounds here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
We go to the top of the second inning from Momentum Bank Ballpark. We have some defensive changes for you as there was a late lineup change apparently for the Midland Rockhounds that was not communicated our way. So Masaro Armenteros is the DH in today's game as Josh Hatcher steps in against Gunnar Hoagland. And the first pitch, he swings and flies it out to left field, pushing Caden Trenkel back. And he's under it to make the catch shy of the warning track. One pitch, one down here in the second inning. So Caden Trenkel moves from right field to left field. And Armenteros is the DH. Jason Rosario, who was originally scheduled as the DH, is now out in right field. There's Abimelech Ortiz, left-handed batter against the right-hander who deals home. And it fits on the outside corner for a called strike. It's 0-1. Nothing-nothing our score in the top of the second inning. Hoagland a 17-pitch, 11-strike first inning. The pitch. That's just off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. Ortiz 2-for-9 in the series with a couple runs scored. He's riding a four-game hitting streak coming into this one. The pitch. Swing and a miss, and a good breaking ball down and in. It's 1-2. One hit in each of those games, but two homers. Ortiz got the day off yesterday with left-hander James Gonzalez getting the start for the Rockhounds. Ortiz has now homered five times this season. Hoagland has his sign, deep breath in the 1-2. Up and in. Forces Ortiz back off the plate, and it's two balls and two strikes. Hoagland has been a command machine this season. 2-2. Swinging a soft roller out to second base. Valenzuela comes up on it, vacuums it in, and throws out Ortiz, two away. Four in a row retired by Hoagland after the Hicks double in the first, and Max Acosta stands in. Nothing-nothing score. Top of the second, two outs, bases clear. Hoagland is the eighth lowest walk rate in the Texas League. Also been more of a fly ball pitcher than a ground ball pitcher as the offering in cuddles with the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Acosta came in as a late defensive replacement last night after shortstop Alex DeGody was ejected. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Changeup biting down, and it's 0-2. Hoagland's fly ball rate is third in the Texas League. He struck out the side in the first. He's ahead 0-2 on a coast to the second baseman. The pitch. That one misses high. One ball and two strikes. Native of Dunedin, Florida. Grew up going to Clearwater Threshers games. The Phillies affiliate. 1-2. And misses inside. It's two balls and two strikes. And growing up, was a fan of the Chicago White Sox and Chicago Cubs with family in that area. 2-2. Down and in. Three balls and two strikes. Acosta has worked it back full. Hoagland's payoff. Swing and a foul back into the catcher, McGuire's glove for strike three. Fourth strikeout for Hoagland. Side retired in order in the second. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Nothing, nothing, our score. Bottom two next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Last of the second inning, Rough Riders and Rockhounds. Neither team has found the scoreboard yet. Left-hander Caden Trenkel leads it off. 1-for-7 with a walk in the series. Former Oklahoma State Cowboy. Crowth working from the windup in the first pitch. Swing and a miss. With a high fastball, and it's 0-1. Crowth threw 21 pitches in that first inning, allowing a leadoff single to Rosario and stranding him at first base. 0-1. Breaking ball bounces in, and it's 1-1. We saw with Ben Anderson last night a lack of efficiency. He lasted just 4 innings in his start, having to throw a ton of pitches. This Rockhounds team can be very patient. Offering in. That's up and away. 2-1. They swing at the first pitch and put it in play. The second fewest out of any team in the Texas League. 2-1. Up and outside. It's 3-1. And so as a starting pitcher, you certainly would like to see pounding the strike zone more. And Crowth has been working on that recently. Over his last 4 starts in which he's had success, he's walked fewer batters. The pitch. That's up and away. 4. And he walks Trenkel to start things off here in the second. And Masaro Armenteros, the DH, stands in. He walked 3 in his last start, but just 7 walks over his last 4 starts. It's a step in the right direction. There's Lazaro Armenteros, the designated hitter, who's 1-for-6 in this series and on the season with the Rockhounds after getting demoted from AAA. Pitch home. Up and in. 1-0. Hitting under 200 with AAA Las Vegas and send him back down here to Midland. Time called, and Liam Hicks walks out to the mound. He'll have a chat with Crowth. This season with Crowth, the command has been uncharacteristically bad for him. A guy who doesn't strike out a lot of hitters, so you'd like to see him fill up the zone a lot more. It's been a problem for him this year. I mentioned how patient the Rockhounds can be. They're not a huge walking team. On the pitching side, on the offensive side, not very high on the walk numbers either. They're 7th in the Texas League in walks. The offering is grounded up the middle. Rodriguez charges, picks it short onto 2nd for 1. Acosta to 1st, not in time. Ball wasn't hit hard enough for the double play. 1 out on the 6-4 fielder's choice. Armenteros reaches. Here's Jeremy Eierman. Rough Riders have the 2nd fewest walks in the Texas League on the offensive side. A season ago, they set a franchise record for the most walks on the offensive side. Hasn't been their MO this year. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Fouled away back behind home. It's 0-1. What Midland has done well is hit the ball with consistency. The low number of walks puts their on-base percentage at fifth in the Texas League. The pitch. Swinging a fly ball, hit well out to left field, but Aaron Zavala has room as he goes back and the wind pushes it in. He makes the grab two-handed out in front of his ball cap. Two down and a runner at first for Denzel Clark, who had a two-run homer in the second inning yesterday. Nothing-nothing our score. Midland and Frisco, bottom of the second. Midland has the second-best batting average in the league at .254. It's been a particularly poor offensive season in the Texas League. First pitch to Clark. It's down and in. One ball and no strikes. Springfield leads the league with a .264 team batting average. Amarillo last season led with a .271 average. The pitch. There's a fly ball into right center field. It hit fairly well, but close to the end of the bat. Josh Hatcher camps under it from right, and in the alley, he makes the catch to retire the side in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, a runner left on. We go to the top of the third inning next. It's the Rough Riders nothing and the Rock Hounds nothing on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Stars and Stripes Weekend, presented by Leaderboard Signs and Graphics, opens up on the 4th of July. So make sure to join the Rough Riders for the biggest fireworks show of the season, powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. Enjoy half-price drinks and great baseball at Riders Field on Thursday, July 4th. Celebrate America all weekend long with fireworks and fun each night from Thursday, July 4th through Saturday, July 6th as the Rough Riders face off against the Mariners-affiliated Arkansas Travelers. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
This is Steven Jennings, and let's get back to the game.
Top half of the third inning, Rough Rider is trying to get something going on the offensive side with 8-9-1 due up against Gunnar Hoagland. Here's the windback by the right-hander, and he deals home to the switch hitter, Franer Chavez. Batting from the left side, he takes outside. It's one ball and no strikes. The last time the Rough Riders scored was in the eighth inning on Wednesday. They've gone 12 straight innings without scoring. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Chavez behind on the fastball, and it's one ball and one strike. And if you're trying to get something going on the offensive side, this is a tough guy to face. Hoagland is on a bit of a heater right now on the mound. He rocks and offers. Hits it on the outside corner for a strike. It's 1-2. In his last five games, a 1.59 ERA. Ever since he was young, he figured he'd be in this position. The offering lashed into left field, right at Caleb Trinkle, though, and he makes the catch. Line out the opposite way for Chavi, and here's Alex DeGoti. Nothing-nothing our score, top of the third. Hoagland grew up in Dunedin, Florida, surrounded in his life by baseball, going to Clearwater Threshers games, and was drafted in the first round out of high school by Pittsburgh, 36th overall. The pitch. DeGoti watches away. It's 1-0. He was drafted back in 2018. Could not come to terms with them, though, and so he ended up going to Ole Miss. He shakes off the first sign he gets, the 1-0. Outside. Two balls and no strikes. Hoagland finished out his final season at Ole Miss as one of the best pitchers in the country, but couldn't complete that season. He tore his UCL, ending it prematurely. 2-0. It's over the heart of the plate for a strike with a heater, and it's 2-1. Had to get Tommy John surgery, but despite that, he was still drafted 19th overall in 2021 by the Blue Jays. He offers in here. That one just misses outside. Three balls and one strike. And he was in Florida rehabbing, and he had no idea you could get traded while you're hurt, but he was. 3-1. Low and outside, ball four. And Agote works a walk. Nine-hole hitter aboard for the Rough Riders, and lineup card turns over for Kellen Strom at the top. It's nothing-nothing in the top of the third inning. He was part of the Matt Chapman trade, sending him from the Blue Jays organization to Oakland, and for him, it's all about getting healthy. Hardly pitched at all in 2022. He readies and brings it home. A fly ball hit well down the right field line, but it leaks foul. 0-1 on the center fielder. And today it's only his 34th career appearance in the minor leagues, and that's since being drafted in 2021. He's had a tough time staying healthy because of that Tommy John surgery, but pitched a full season last year and now leading the league in innings pitched this season. 0-1. Foul straight back off McGuire's glove, the catcher, and it's quickly 0-2 on Strom. He's been really effective. A good firm fastball in the low to mid-90s. And that elite changeup, especially righty-righty, down and in. He has four strikeouts already today. Degote leads from first, and Hoagland steps off. Strom digging in from the back of the box, making a small hole with his white cleats. Pinwheels the bat twice out towards the hill. Hoagland readies and picks over to first. Degote back in safely. Degote, 8 steals and 11 attempts, and that's just in 28 games with the Rough Riders. He's been an efficient base stealer. Hoagland from the belt. 0-2. Swinging a soft grounder to third. Ironman's got it. On to second for one. The throw to first, not in time. Strom legs it out. Fielder's choice goes 5-4. Two outs here in the third inning. Runner at first for Liam Hicks, the Riders' catcher. Strom, one of the fastest runners on the team. Easily able to beat out that potential double play. Just didn't hit it hard enough to Ironman. Strom, the team leader with 14 steals in 14 attempts. Oh, and the bat boy went down to first to grab the equipment, and he dropped some of it on his way past home plate, so it's good to go. Hicks doubled down the right field line his first trip to the plate. Still the only hit for the Rough Riders. Hoagland ready from the stretch with Strom leading from first. He deals. Swinging a line drive into left field. That sinks in a base hit. Well, Liam Hicks is 2-for-2 to start off the day. As both Rough Riders hits and runners at first and second now with two down for Frisco in the third. And three-hole hitting Aaron Zavala to the plate. Great to see Hicks with a double down the right field line and a single to left. And he's going well. He's spraying it all over the yard. And that time a fastball in the outside corner that he just went with, slapping it the other way. You always talk about Liam Hicks needing to improve his slug. So great to see the double. Now with a couple of hits. First pitch to Aaron Zavala. He takes down and in off McGuire's glove, and both runners advance. McGuire tried to reach down to the backhand, and they say wild pitch. And now two in scoring position for Zavala. And even though Hicks doesn't have great speed, with two outs, he should be able to score on a base hit. And McGuire will go out and have a conversation with Hoagland. Mentioned that Hoagland has had a lot of success over his last few starts. Not only has it been a lot of success in not allowing runs, he's gone deep in ballgames, throwing seven innings in each of his last two starts, allowing three runs in both of them, just two earned two starts ago. He's gone seven innings three times this year. So Strom leads from third, Hicks from second, and Hoagland deals in the 1-0. That's outside. It's two balls and no strikes, working from the full windup with runners at second and third. Infield playing to pull for the left-handed batter. Open stands. 2-0 pitch. Foul straight back. Two balls and one strike on the Riders' left fielder. Looking to come up with a big base hit. Decent crowd here on this Friday night in Midland. All trying to silence them early. The 2-1. Outside, three balls in one strike. There are a few hitters that are more patient than Aaron Zavala. Walk wouldn't be a bad thing here either. The pitch home. Outside, ball four. Zavala walks to load the bases for Keber Rodriguez. Zavala with the second highest walk rate on the team, only a Liam Hicks, and now he's at first base after drawing the free pass. Rodriguez, right-handed batter, who struck out his first time up against Hoagland. Opportunity to come up big with runners in scoring position here. Hoagland pitches home. There's a strike on the upper edge inside corner. It's 0-1. The Riders still are the only team without a grand slam in the Texas League. They are the best hitting team average-wise, though, with the bases loaded. 0-1. Outside, and it's one ball and one strike. They're hitting .333 as a team with the bases loaded this season. Hoagland shakes off the first sign. Likes the second. And the 1-1. That's on the outside edge for a called strike two. It's one ball and two strikes now on Rodriguez. Caber has just one at-bat with the bases loaded this season. And he's one for one. He has walked twice, though, with the bases loaded as well. Working from the full wind, Hoagland deals home. Swinging a line drive up the middle. The second baseman, Valenzuela, backhands, fires to first and gets him. And the side is retired. So the Rough Riders, no runs on a hit, no errors, and three left on. We go to the home half of the third. It's the Rough Riders nothing, the Rockhounds nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShip. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the third inning, the Rough Riders and Rockhounds locked in a scoreless tie. Nick Krauth back to the hill facing 9-1-2. Saeed Valenzuela leading it off in the first pitch. That's outside, 1-0 to the former Cal State Fullerton product. Valenzuela 2-for-9 in this series with an RBI. 1-0 on the inside corner, called strike, and it's 1-1. Valenzuela was drafted back in 2019 and then had Tommy John surgery and missed 2020 due to the pandemic, so didn't debut until 21. 1-1, swinging a ground ball up the middle. Rodriguez there at short behind the bag. He's got it, throws to first and gets him. One away. Jason Rosario, the batter now. Top of the card. He singled back in the first. So the only hit for the Rockhounds. Well, Valenzuela, never a guy who's had a lot of power. He has just 6 minor league home runs in his career. The offering in. Popped up, shallow left field. Rodriguez racing out. Zavala coming in. Zavala tracks it down. Makes the catch just in fair territory down the left field line and braces himself against the sidewall for out number 2. Nifty running play for Zavala. 2 up, 2 down on just 4 pitches. And here's Jack Winkler. Rough Riders nothing. And Rockhounds nothing as we play in the third. Valenzuela in his first live at-bat in spring training coming off the injury in 2021. Homer to dead center field. The pitch. That's on the outside corner, a called strike. And the breaking ball, and it's 0-1. And everyone just started laughing immediately, and so did he, thinking that was the last possible thing that would happen. The 0-1. Popped up to the right side. Abimelech Ortiz calls everyone off, waving his arms at first. He makes the catch, straddling the line, and the side is retired. An easy 1-2-3 inning for Nick Krauth on just 6 pitches. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We're scoreless to the fourth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maxi Macosa, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Josh Hatcher starts the fourth for the Rough Riders. It's 5-6-7 in the Frisco order, looking for the first run of today's ballgame. Gunnar Hoagland, the right-hander, got out of bases-loaded jam in the third, and he rocks in.
minor foul out of play to the left side. It's 0-1 to Hatcher, who rarely looks at a first pitch strike. He flied out to left on the first pitch he saw in the second. He's 3-for-9 in the series now. Hoagland shakes off the sign. He likes the next in the 0-1. Flutters high of the zone, and it's 1-1. We talked about how Gunnar Hoagland was a elite-level command guy. Well, that was the case in high school as well in Dunedin, Florida. He shakes off the sign again from McGuire. And now the 1-1. Fouled straight back, and it's 1-2. Hoagland, during his senior year, only walked two batters. Two batters his whole season, and what makes it even more incredible is that they were both in the final game that he started that year in the playoffs. 1-2, pounces in there, and it's 2-2. And he said, after going the entirety of the season without walking a single batter, his first walk, it was on four pitches. It wasn't even close. He winds back in the 2-2. Hatcher swings and misses, and a good changeup below the zone at strike three. Fifth strikeout for Hoagland. One out here in the fourth inning, and Abimelech Ortiz takes his turn. Rough Riders nothing, Rockhounds nothing. Ortiz bounced out to second his first trip. Hoagland deals. Up and in, 1-0. A guy who surely will climb in the rankings when the new re-ranking comes out of the top 30. The 1-0. Swinging a foul off McGuire's glove, and it's 1-1. A guy who has been a workhorse for this Rockhounds team this year. From the extreme third base side of the rubber, he peels in the 1-1 pitch on the way to Ortiz. Check swing. And he didn't go on a pitch diving below the zone. It's 2-1. Abimelech Ortiz in those rankings will be interesting. A guy who checks in at number 10 for the Rangers org. He's had a tough first half. 2-1. Outside, 3-1 now. Entering into the game, Ortiz just a 183 average, a 569 OPS. But seemingly figuring it out at the plate. A 3-1. Inside edge, a called strike. 3-2. And you hope that that will continue into the second half and start to see a little bit more of the power from Ortiz. This is a really tough level here at the AA level. He's still pretty young. Ortiz still 22. The pitch is set high in the air and deep to right center field. Rosario tracking back on it. The wind knocks it down. The outfielders collide. And did somebody make the catch? Yes, the center fielder Denzel Clark makes the grab. Now that ball was blistered off Ortiz's bat into right center. It's a deep alley at 393 into right center field. And the wind just pounded that thing back into the ballpark. And Denzel Clark making the catch. Boy, the outfield communication has been subpar for Midland in this series. We saw Junior Perez have to leave the game in the ninth inning a few nights ago, and he hasn't come back since. Pitch home to Acosta, swinging a bouncer foul up the third baseline, and it's 0-1. 0-0 our score, top of the fourth inning. But another one for the Rough Riders that the wind has completely knocked down. We saw a couple nights ago Zavala hit one to the warning track out in right field. 0-1, swing and a miss. Costa down 0-2. On a night where it was 20-mile-an-hour winds coming in. Denzel Clark cutting over from center on that last play and making the basket catch right in front of Rosario, who reached out with his right arm and nearly got it pulled off as Denzel Clark went flying by. Hoagland offers, shutters up high, and it's 1-2. Base is clear, 2 down in the fourth inning. Riders still just 2 hits offensively. 1-2. Strike 3 call. Got him on the outside corner, 6th K. for Hoagland. 1-2-3 inning for him. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We go into the last of the fourth. It's the Riders nothing and the Rockhounds nothing. The Riders Baseball Network. The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
To the home half of the fourth inning, it's the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds. Neither team has wanted to score in this game so far. It's Nick Krauth back to the hill for the fourth inning after a six-pitch third. He deals home to Brennan Malone. Fouled out of play to the right side. It's 0-1. 3-4-5 to swing the sticks for the Rockhounds in this fourth inning. Malone struck out swinging in the first. Still the only strikeout for Krauth today. 0-1. Malone outside. One ball and one strike. Malone, as he takes his load, he whips the bat back even further behind him, the pick. A check swing and a miss. Nasty breaking ball slipping away, and it's one ball and two strikes. That's something he started in college. A guy who really had a bad habit of having his front side leak out and being too far out in front of the ball and just completely taking away his power. 1-2. Off the outside corner, two balls and two strikes. So by bringing that bat back even further before the pitch comes home, it's just a gentle reminder to himself to stay back. 2-2. Swinging a line shot into right center field, sending Hatcher back on the run. Shows his numbers. It's down into the alley. Malone turns first. He scoots into second with a leadoff double. Just the second hit today for the Rockhounds. It's the first hit of the series for Malone, who stung the ball all over the yard in this series. Malone going to the opposite way on an elevated fastball. There's Shane McGuire now, a bounce out to first in the first inning. Whole side shift, and the Rider is infield for the left-handed batter. Krauth readies and deals. Foul the way to the left side. It's 0-1. I mentioned that six-pitch inning for Nick Krauth in the third. Six pitches in the third, 11 pitches in the second, following a 21-pitch first. Getting that pitch count back in good shape. He leans in for his sign. He's got it from the first base side of the rubber. And the 0-1. Outside. Use of the backdoor breaking ball, and it's one ball and one strike on the catcher. This is a dangerous part of the order, 3-4-5, but not nearly as dangerous as they would have been last week. Cooper Bowman at the top of the card went on the injured list on Tuesday. 1-1. That one just fits outside, and it's two balls and one strike, and then Colby Thomas was promoted up to AAA Las Vegas right before the start of this series. This second-best team offensively in the league took a huge hit in their lineup. 2-1. Up and away, it's three balls and one strike, but it's been the lack of offense for the Rough Riders that has plagued them in this series, not their pitching. allowed a total of 8 runs for the first 3 games, and they're 2-1, or excuse me, 1-2. Malone leads from second, 3-1. Up and away, ball 4. McGuire draws his 4th walk of the series. And Caden Trenkel stands in now. He walked back in the second, and that coaxes John Goble out of the dugout for the Rough Riders. Their pitching coach will go have a chat with Crown. Trenkel walked back in the second inning. Goble trying to calm Crown down after giving up the double and the walk here in the 4th inning. And usually it's been about avoiding that big inning for Nick Crown. And for whatever reason, a lot of times it's come in the 4th against him this season. Making sure that it doesn't happen again here today. And it makes sense when you look at the lineup construction. That's usually the second time through the lineup in the 4th inning. The guys make adjustments against you, and given it's his second start against this Rockhounds team this season. Trenkel just 1-for-7 in the series. Still nothing our score as we play in the bottom of the 4th inning. Krauth has his sign from his backstop, Hicks. He's ready from the stretch, and he offers. Popped out of play to the left side. It's 0-1. Been a tough season offensively for Trenkel, just hitting .210. His 2 homers on the season have both come against Frisco when Midland visited the Rough Riders at the end of May. The 0-1. That dips just below the zone, and it's 1-1. Rough Riders pitching staff and Krauth, in addition to that, have been really good this season at stranding base runners when they do get aboard. Krauth would love to do that, and not only that, but he's been good at getting ground balls this season. 1-1. Swinging a fly ball, hit well out to left field, pushing Zavala back. He's at the warning track into a back pedal, and he makes the catch. Malone tags from second. He moves up to third, and there's one down. Zavala kind of tiptoeing back with that wind, just pushing it further and further behind him, and also pushing it further towards the left field line. He had to keep going back and reaching over his head back behind him to make that catch. One down for Armenteros, right-handed batter. Bounced into a fielder's choice his last time up, and Krauth would certainly take another ground ball to short from him here. Up the middle, the infield is back. Corners pinch in. Offering in. Outside corner, a strike. It's 0-1. Chavi at third, playing back behind the bag. On a hard ground ball to him. Going to go to second to try to turn the double play. Krauth readies from the stretch. He kicks in. Swing and a miss. And with the changeup below the zone, it's 0-2 on Armenteros. He'll certainly take a strikeout as well. Jeremy Eierman on deck. Right-handed batter. The mustachioed right-hander has his sign. He sets once again and kicks in the 0-2. Just outside. Went with the sweeper. It just swept a little too far outside, and it's 1-2. No action in the bullpen right now for the Rough Riders. Krauth still in really good shape with that pitch count. 1-2. Way outside of the dirt. Hicks does a nice job to smother it. 2-2. Midland has already stranded 2 base runners today, 1 in the first, 1 in the second. Both times they had their leadoff man aboard, just as they did here in the 4th inning. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Sweeper on the outside corner. He got Armenteros to swing through it. Second strikeout for Krauth, and a big second out here in this 4th inning. As Jeremy Eierman. Fly out to left field off the end of the bat, his first time up. Wind continues to blow in from right center field at 15 miles an hour, making it really tough for anything to carry tonight. Krauth stretches, offers. Inside with a breaking ball. 1-0. Another slider. That's been the go-to secondary offering today for Crown. He's mixing a couple curveballs, but not a ton. He lifts and deals. Up and in. Two balls and no strikes. Denzel Clark and the power threat that he is on deck. Pull side shift on the Riders infield. Chavez playing off the line at third. 2-0. Check swing. And he didn't go on the pitch away. It's three balls and no strikes. Outfield playing to pull as well. Ironman even stance from the right side. 3-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Went after the 3-0 fastball. Three balls and one strike. Crowth pins the ball behind his back, looking in for a sign. Trying to keep it a scoreless ball game here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And the 3-1. Swinging a fly ball off the end of the bat again to left center field with some carry. And takes the ball back to the warning track, but he curls under it and puts it away. Side retired. So Crowth plays with a little fryer, but strands a pair. No runs on a hit, no errors, two left on. We go top five, still nothing-nothing ball game on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
We move to the top of the fifth inning. The Rough Riders sending 8-9-1 up to the plate against Gunnar Hoagland. Freiner Chavez, Alex DeGody, Kellen Strom, the three due up against the right-hander who has wiggled his way out of some trouble in this one today. Gave up a double to Liam Hicks in the first, stranded him at second base, and then stranded the bases full in the third. Rough Riders went 0 for 5 with runners in scoring position last night. Tonight they're 0 for 3. First pitch home to Chavi. He swings and sends it in the air out to left field. Pushes Trinkle back a couple steps, but he goes into a back pedal and reaches sky high to pull it out of the air. One pitch, one out here in the fifth, and that brings Alex DeGody to the plate. DeGody drew a walk in the second. One of two free passes for the Rough Riders today. Only two hits on either side today. Hicks has both of them for the Rough Riders. First offering. Comes across the inside corner, letter high for a strike. It's 0-1 to DeGody. And Hoagland's 0-1. Up and away, one ball and one strike. Hoagland has been good at stranding base runners this season. He has the third best left on base rate in the Texas League. So even when they get on against him, they don't often come in. The 1-1. That's low and outside. It's two balls and one strike. Just another notch in what has been an incredible season for the right-hander. Showing off why he was drafted in the first round twice. 2-1. off the plate away. 3-1. DeGody slightly open stance. Knees almost locked straight up. 3-1. Strike on the outside corner. DeGody put his bat down and started jogging towards first. And now has to sheepishly come back towards the plate. Sean Sparling, our home plate umpire. Sparling, the umpire that threw out Carlos Cardoza last night. Nate Diedrich, who ejected DeGody last night, is our first base umpire. DeGody ejected after a safe call on a potential double play yesterday. 3-2. He swings and misses for strike three. Now DeGody down on strikes. It's the seventh strikeout for Hoagland. Top of the card now for the Rough Riders. Kellen Strom to the plate. Hoagland's season high is 9 strikeouts. He did that against San Antonio 2 starts ago on June 8th. The pick. Flutters across the top of the zone for a strike to Strom. It's 0-1. Playing the top of the fifth inning. 0-0 our score. 2 outs, bases clear. The 9 strikeouts are also a career high for Hoagland. Working on 7 here in the fifth inning. 74 pitches for him as well. 0-1. Foul off the catcher's mask. McGuire back behind the plate. 0-2. Not sure he'll go the 7 innings that he has in each of his last 2 starts today with that pitch count. And still pitching very well. 2 pitchers who have done a good job going deep in ball games this year. Nick Krauth leads the Rough Riders with 4 quality starts. Hoagland, the 0-2. Up and in. 1-2. Strom struck out looking in the first, bounced into a fielder's choice in the third. He's 0-2 today. 1-2. Swinging a ground ball to third. Ironman backs up on it, fields it left in the side saddle, and straightens and throws out Strom to end the inning here in the fifth. Riders down in order. 7 straight retired by Gunnar Hoagland. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. 0-0 our score on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Into the last of the fifth inning, the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds still locked in a scoreless tie. Denzel Clark, Saeed Valenzuela, Jason Rosario, the 3-2 up. Nick Krauth rocks and offers. That misses up, and it's 1-0. Krauth has been an escape artist in his start today, stranding a base runner in every inning except for one. 1-0. Clark fouls it away to the right side. It's 1-1. So looking for a much cleaner inning than he had in the fourth when he allowed a double and a walk before retiring the next 3 he saw. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Burned it right by him. It's 1-2. hitter from Crow. Clark just two hits in this series, 2 for 11. One of them left the ballpark, an opposite field shot onto the berm in right field yesterday. 1-2. Swinging a ground ball past Chavez at third down the left field line. Zavala digs it out. Clark trying for two. Zavala's throw on target but late. Clark sides in safely with a double. Back-to-back innings, the leadoff two-bagger for the Rockhounds. Clark, when he hits him hard. And he got that down the left field line. It wasn't even like it was hugging the line either. It was just a couple feet to the right of Chavez, but because it was hit so hard, he hardly had any time to react. Zavala got to it quickly and left, but Clark able to leg it out. So a runner at second, nobody out here in the second inning. Saeed Valenzuela in the nine spot bats. And the offering in. He shows bunt, puts it down, back to the mound. Crowd fields. Wisely throws to first and gets the out there. Clark down to third. The sacrifice successful. One three on the sack, and there's one away. Runner at third. Infield comes in for the Rough Riders, and Jason Rosario backs. One for two today with a single. First pitch. He fouls it away to the left side. It's 0-1. Rosario's single went back up the middle in the first inning. On the eighth pitch of the at-bat from Nick Crown. Right-hander ready is the 0-1. Breaking ball for a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-2. Even with the infield in, they played a pull with Rodriguez up the middle, shaded to his left. 0-2. Swinging a ground ball to the right side. Acosta dives and stops it, but no play onto home. He throws to first for the out. Throws to first for the out. And a run comes across to score. Clark makes it 1-0 Midland. RBI ground out for Rosario. Two down, and Jack Winkler stands in. While playing the infield in, nearly paid off. Great diving play to his left. First pitch to Winkler. It's low and outside, 1-0. But by the time he got up, Clark was already about 10 feet from home. 1-0 pitch. Fastball, top shelf for a strike, and it's 1-1. So no chance to throw him out. Smart decision for Acosta just to get the sure out at first base, and Midland takes a lead here in the fifth. 1-1. Winkler bounces it to third. Chavez backhand, sets his feet, slings it onto first, and gets him with ease. Side retired. Rockhounds do get on the board, though. RBI ground out for Jason Rosario, and it's 1-0 Rockhounds as we go to the top of the sixth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl.
Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Liam Hicks starts it off for the Rough Riders in the sixth inning. Frisco now trailing 1-0 to Midland. RBI ground out for Jason Rosario, scoring Denzel Clark from third. And, of course, in a game that was scoreless nearly through five innings, an RBI ground out is the way that it breaks up the scoreless tie. First pitch home to Hicks. Fastball middle for a strike. It's 0-1. Hicks has both hits for the Rough Riders tonight with a double in the first and a single to left in the third. Hoagland, the 0-1. Fouled out of play to the left side. It's 0-2 now on the Rough Riders catcher. We've talked about it before. The splits when Liam Hicks catches versus when he DHs are remarkable. He is such a much better hitter when he catches this year. The pitch. Fouled away to the left side, and it's still no balls and two strikes. And this day will just add to those numbers with a couple hits already. When he catches, not even including what he's done today, a 339 hitter, when he DHs, just hitting 209. The pitch takes up and away, and it's one ball and two strikes. And the OPS difference is nearly 300 points better when he catches versus when he DHs. He does a lot more damage. 1-2 offering. He flies it off the end of the bat. Foul out of play down the left side. It's still one ball and two strikes. And he's talked about how his focus is so much more on the entire game when he's catching, and he's able to really split the two parts into two separate parts, the hitting and the catching. When he's DHing, he's just solely focusing on hitting. 1-2. That's up and in. Two balls, two strikes on him. And it's been really impressive to watch him hit when he is catching. 2-2. That's down. A check swing, and he did not go. We're full at three balls and two strikes. Eighth pitch of the plate appearance upcoming to Hicks. Time called. He steps out. Aaron Zavala on deck for the Riders. Hoagland the payoff. The fly ball softly hit into right center field, sinking quickly, and it lands a base hit in front of Rosario, and he kicked it for a moment, but not far enough away for Hicks to move up to second. A 3-for-3 day for Liam Hicks. Two singles and a double. So beat-off man aboard for the Rough Riders here in the sixth inning, trailing 1-0, and Aaron Zavala making his way in from the right, or from the left side, I should say. He's walked today and struck out. Hoagland from the stretch. He offers. Swing and a miss. First pitch change, and it's 0-1. That ball from Hicks was off the end of the bat and had a ton of English on it. With the wind and that English, it just kind of burned away from Rosario to his left. The pitch, swing and a miss, and another changeup biting off the outside corner, and it's 0-2. Made it a really difficult play for him, and you could kind of tell right off the bat that he wasn't going to be able to catch it because of that. Oh, 2. Changeup outside. He tripled up on that pitch. One ball and two strikes. Trying to get Zavala to chase off the outside corner again. Didn't bite at it. Throw over to first, and Hicks is back in on his feet. Malone taking that throw over at first. Just like Zavala went to the University of Oregon. Those two did not cross paths, though. Zavala drafted in 21, and Malone came in as a transfer in 22. The pitch. Chopper foul at the plate again on the changeup. Four straight changeups to him. It's behind home plate on the foul ball, and it's one ball and two strikes. And Zavala said that seeing Malone in May was the first time that he'd seen him, even though he'd heard him and or heard of him and Never actually crossed paths. Never actually met face-to-face. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on the changeup. Five straight changeups to Zavala. He struck him out swinging for the second time. Eighth strikeout for Gunnar Hoglund. One off a career high. And with one out and a runner at first, here's Keber Rodriguez. 1-0 Midland, top of the sixth inning. Oh for 2 today with a strikeout and a ground out to second. First pitch, high, 1-1 and no strikes. Keber was the one who came up in the third inning with the bases loaded and hit a ball off the fist up the middle. Valenzuela, the second baseman, ranged behind the bag at second. Made the backhanded stop and threw him out. 1-0. Low and outside. 2 balls and no strikes now on the shortstop. Trying to become the first non-Liam Hicks Rough Rider with a base hit. 2-0. He swings and fists it over first down the right side, and it just lands foul. 2 balls and 1 strike. Hicks heads back to first base. Boy, he nearly parachuted that one down the right field line. Kind of an odd place for it to land. If it would have landed foul, Hicks probably would have been able to go first to third. Instead, it's strike one. 2-1. Fouled away back behind home on the elevated changeup. Probably not the place he wanted to leave that one. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Josh Hatcher in the on-deck circle for the Rough Riders. This is the junction of the order you want to do damage with, especially with no Cody Freeman in the lineup tonight. 2-2. Fly ball hit well into right center field. Denzel Clark shielding his eyes from the sun with his right hand and under it into right center to make the catch. A 2-up, 2-down after the Liam Hicks single, and that brings Josh Hatcher to the plate. And Paul Abbott, the pitching coach out of the Midland dugout, he'll go have a chat with his right-hander as there's somebody loosening in the bullpen for Midland. Colin Palouse is starting to throw out there. Hoglund has thrown 95 pitches now. Threw 7 innings in his last 2 starts. And just trying to get through the 6th today. Is the left-handed batter Hatcher. His season high is 96 pitches. He's done that twice. Most recently on May 16th. More than any other team in the league, the Rockhounds under the A's organization let their pitchers go pretty deep. Throw goes over to first, not in time. Hatcher 0-for-2, a fly out to left and a strikeout. Hoglund readies and offers in. Changeup swing and a miss. It's 0-1. He's gone to that changeup pretty frequently to left-handed batters. It's been his best secondary offering today. 0-1. Up and away with the fastball. 1-1 strike. He threw 5 straight changeups to Zavala earlier in this inning. Riders have gone 16 straight innings without scoring a run. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Up and away with the heater. It's 1-2 strikes. And Hatcher just does not look very comfortable at the plate right now. Really far behind that fastball. More than anybody on the team, Hatcher can look really silly on a swing and then the next swing, barrel it up. Third in the league in average. The pitch. Just down and in. Hoagland thought it was strike three, started strutting off the mound, didn't get the call. Two balls, two strikes. Hicks at first, he'll be off on contact with two down. Hoagland readies. 2-2. Outside. Missing with the changeup. Three balls, two strikes, and now Hicks can get a head start. The gaps are massive here at Momentum Bank Ballpark, and so a ball in the gap, even Hicks with his catcher speed with a head start might be able to score on a ball in the right center field or left center. A shade Hatcher to the opposite way, so it would be a long run for Clark in center field if Hatcher were to pull one into the right center gap. Three, two on the way. Outside, ball four. So now the Riders have runners at first and second, and that'll probably be the end of the day for Hoagland. With Abimelech Ortiz coming to the plate, and here comes Gregorio Petit. So Hoagland cannot work through six full innings tonight. It's 1-0 Midland, and Petit will hand the ball to Colin Palouse out of the Midland bullpen. We'll step aside for this. Be back for the top of the sixth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Colin Palouse, the pitcher for the Midland Rockhounds, coming out of the bullpen replacing Gunnar Hoagland. He went 5 2/3 shutout innings, but still responsible for the runners at first and second with two down in the sixth inning. It's 1-0 Midland. He allowed just three hits, all of them to Liam Hicks. Struck out eight and walked three. So the 26-year-old former starter out of Baltimore, Maryland, deals with the left-handed batting Abimelech Ortiz. He deals home. Low and outside, one ball and no strikes. We saw Palouse for two innings of scoreless baseball in the opener of this series. A 2-1 win for Midland in that game. Right-hander from the third base side of the rubber stretches in the 1-0. Swinging a high fly ball into left center field. Trinkle coming in. He's under it. And the left fielder reaches up to make the catch and retire the side here in the sixth inning. For the Rough Riders, no runs on a hit. No errors, two left on. Bottom six next. It's 1-0 Midland on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner. Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money.
and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Well, Nick Kraut brings us back from break into the bottom of the sixth inning, and he's back out onto the hill for the Rough Riders, working on 74 pitches through his five innings. 3-4 and 5-2 up for Midland, leading 1-0. Brennan Malone stands in the first pitch. Slips across the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Malone doubled back in the fourth inning but was stranded at third base. The 0-1. Swinging a line shot in the left center. Strom cutting over, and he makes the head-high catch. Maneuvering into left center field. And Kellen Strom, the center fielder, making the grab to rob Malone of possible extra bases. One down for Shane McGuire. Malone continues to hit the ball hard in this series, but to no avail. First pitch to Shane McGuire. At the bottom of the zone for a strike with the breaking ball. It's 0-1. McGuire 0-for-1 with a walk today. Another quick out for Nick Kraut. He's had a very interesting start in terms of pitches per inning today. The 1-0. Chopped foul off the facing of the first base dugout. It's 0-2. 21 pitches in the first, 11 in the second, 6 in the third, 23 in the fourth inning, stranding 2, 11 in the fifth. Offering home. Swing and a miss. Got him. Struck him out on 3 pitches. With a changeup off the outside corner, and he victimizes McGuire. Third strikeout today for Kraut. Two away here in the sixth inning, and Caden Trinkle stands in. Trinkle 0-for-1 today with a walk and a flyout. 1-0 Midland, bottom six, the pitch. Up and outside with a fastball, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Kraut trying to work through 6 innings again. 1-0. Popped up. Foul back behind home, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. His 4 quality starts lead the Rough Riders. And it's funny because he has the highest ERA among any Rough Riders starter. It's been kind of boom or bust for him this year. 4.94 ERA coming into this start. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball down underneath his hands, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. But in those last 4 starts, a 1.84 ERA for him, and so just continuing to pitch well. 1-2 home. Swing and a miss. He got him. He strikes out a pair in a 1-2-3 sixth inning. 4 Ks for the right-hander out of Concord, California. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We go top 7. Rough Riders down 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the seventh inning, the Rough Riders trying to get something going on the offensive side. They have gone now 16 consecutive innings without scoring a run. They trail 1-0 to the Midland Rockhounds. Bottom third of the order due up against Colin Palouse, the reliever. Max Acosta is starting it off. He's 0-2 with a couple strikeouts, but facing a new man on the hill after Gunnar Hoglund is out of the game. First pitch. Just outside, 1-0, so final line for Gunnar Hoglund. Now after Palouse got Ortiz to fly out to end the sixth inning. 5 2/3 shutout innings, allowing just 3 hits, all from Liam Hicks. 1-0 pitch. Inside corner, a strike, 1-1. 8 strikeouts for Hoglund, and 3 walks. Strong stuff from the right-hander. Out of Florida. 1-1 pitch. Swinging a line drive into right center. It's down for a base hit. Acosta, a wide turnaround first, and he's heading to second. The throw there is well in time, and they got him. Oh, man. And Acosta hits himself on the helmet with his right hand. Yeah, probably not the best decision to try to go for two there. When you finally get a base hit, you're down one run to lead off an inning. So a single and retired 9-6. It was a solid base hit into right center. Rosario got to it quickly. Fielded, spun, threw onto second. It was slightly offline, but it was so far ahead of Acosta, as the first pitch is a strike to Chavez, it's 0-1, that Winkler had time to grab it off to his left, turn, and lay down the tag on Acosta. So 0-1 now on Chavi. Offering home. He takes a low. 1-1. It's the fourth hit for the Rough Riders, though. They're now out hitting Midland. 4-3. Trailing 1-0. Right-hander readies. And the 1-1 pitch. Swinging a ground ball, softly topped to second. Valenzuela's got it. Turns and throws onto first and gets Chavez. Two outs now in the seventh inning for Alex Degody. Degody struck out and walked in his two trips. Offering in. Low. 1-0. Rangers in action starting their weekend series against the Kansas City Royals tonight. They trail 2-1 to the Royals in the bottom of the sixth inning. 1-0 pitch. Fouled back. 1-1. Kyle Isbell with a homer. Wyatt Langford with an RBI double in the fourth inning, but Garrett Hampson had an RBI single to put Kansas City up 2-1 in the fifth. Nathan Eovaldi getting the start today for the Rangers. 1-1. Swinging a drive out to deep left field. Frankel going back at the warning track, looking, and it's off the wall. Degoni up to second base. He's got himself a two-out double. Just missing a home run by a little bit off the wall in left field where the bullpen jets out. It's 381 feet into that little corner at the edge of the bullpen. It's a short porch down the left side, but that wall really jets out quickly into straightaway left, and it was just off the very top of that short 5-foot-high wall in left field. So a double for Alex Degoti. And you think back to that base hit for Acosta from getting thrown out at second. He probably would have scored pretty easily with one out on that. And the pitch to Strong. Top shelf for a strike. It's 0-1. So now Strong trying to tie the game with a base hit. And the Rangers just tied it up. It's now 2-2. Nathaniel Lowe RBI double. 0-1. Lowe off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. And good news for the Rangers is the Mariners lost via walk-off to the Marlins earlier today. So a chance to possibly gain a game on them. They trail by 8 games in the American League West. Playing the surprise Royals. The 1-1 is low, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. I don't think anybody expected the Royals to be this good. They trail the Central by 6 games to the Guardians because Cleveland has been the second best team in the, or to the third best team by record in the American League, trailing just New York and Baltimore. Right. 2-1. Runner takes off. A check swing. Throw down to third in time. The Riders make 2 outs on the base pass, including the final out at third, and they run themselves out of the seventh. So no runs on 2 hits, no errors, and nobody left on base in the seventh inning. Bottom seven next. Riders trail 1-0, and Nick Crown back out in a weak return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom seven, Rough Riders trail the Rockhounds 1-0 and had a golden opportunity to score in the seventh inning but couldn't cash in. Nick Kraut deals to Armenteros. It's on the outside corner for a called strike. It's 0-1. 6-7-8 in the order for Midland in this seventh. 0-1. A fly ball out to shallow right field. Hatcher jogging in towards the line. Can't get there. It's down. Armenteros heading for second. The throw, not in time. And Armenteros has himself a hustle double. And Josh Hatcher jogging in at that baseball. And Armenteros immediately seeing that and heading into second. Jeremy Ironman now. Ironman 0-for-2 with a couple flyouts to left field. Leadoff man aboard. And the first pitch from Crown. Up and in, one ball and no strikes. Crown pitching into the seventh inning for the second time this season. He went seven innings against San Antonio on May 31st, allowing just one run. 1-0 pitch. Inside with a breaking ball, and it's two balls and no strikes. Krauth, 85 pitches. He sets and deals. Up and in, it's three balls and no strikes. Mentioned the Rough Riders had scoring opportunities in the seventh. Max Acosta singled and then was thrown out trying to stretch it to a double to lead off the inning, and then Alex DeGody doubled off the top of the wall and left, and then was caught stealing at third to end the inning with the Rough Riders' best hitter, Kellen Strom, to the plate. The pick. Bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's now 3-1 on Ironman. It's a tough situation for the Riders, doing a little bit too much aggressively. Swinging a line drive in the left field, down for a base hit in front of Zavala. Armenteros to third, he gets the stop sign. Runners on the corners and nobody out here in the seventh inning against Crown. And now some action out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders. Ricky DeVito has started to throw. John Goebel exits the dugout. He'll go have a chat with Crown. You've seen this before. Goebel came out in the fourth inning after the first two had reached against Crown. Right after that, Crown retired all three he saw. Goebel, a very quick meeting on the mound. Denzel Clark due up. Clark doubled and scored in the fifth. Nobody out. The Rough Riders infield will play back. They'll give up a run to get two outs here. First offering, swinging a line drive, broken bat, single into left field. Armenteros scores, Ironman up to second. Three straight hits against Krauth in this inning. And Saeed Valenzuela comes up, and he will not face Nick Krauth. Carlos Cardoza out of the Riders' dugout. Pitching change for the Riders, bringing Ricky DeVito in here in the seventh. Riders down 2-0. We'll step aside on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Come on out to Riders Field for Rockin' Tu Idioma Night on Friday, June 28th. Rockin' Your Language Day is the first of the Rough Riders Cases de Frisco Days of the year and the first of Multicultural Weekend. As part of MLB's Copa de la Diversión program, the Riders will play as Cases de Frisco, sponsored by Baylor Scott & White Health. Make sure to grab your tickets to catch the Riders in their Cases de Frisco uniforms and enjoy Fireworks Friday at Riders Field on June 28th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Houston Astros-affiliated Corpus Christi Hooks. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Viva Quesos!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Saeed Valenzuela leads it off against Ricky DeVito here in the seventh inning with a mid-inning pitching change for the Rough Riders. DeVito replacing Nick Krauth, who allowed three straight hits to lead off this seventh. First pitch, Valenzuela shows bunt, slashes at it, and hits it on the ground foul to the right side. It's 0-1. A late show, a late pullback, and an early swing getting out in front of it. Runners at first and second. Nobody out in this seventh inning. It's 2-0 Midland. DeVito, the 0-1. A bunt shown. He pulls it back, takes a strike at the bottom of the zone. It's 0-2. DeVito, the 25-year-old, 6'3", 195, out of Staten Island, New York. Went to Seton Hall. He readies in the 0-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on three pitches. He strikes out Valenzuela. One out here in the seventh. And now a double play can get the Riders out of it. Jason Rosario at the top of the order stands in. In 21 and two-thirds innings, 30 strikeouts for DeVito. He's had trouble with strikes, though, this year, averaging more than a walk in an inning. He readies and fires. It's low with a fastball, and it's 1-1 and no strikes. Opponent's hitting just 192 against him, though. Rough Riders catchers have said DeVito might have the best stuff on the team. The pitch. Down and in, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. And he's shown that off with vast improvements as the season has gone along. He's gone 6 straight outings without allowing a run. Here's the stretch. 2-0. Just inside. 3 balls and no strikes. DeVito had a bad outing, his first outing of the season, and he's been very good since. That's the tough thing about being a reliever, is sometimes that one bad outing can hurt your ERA for the rest of the year. The pitch. Up and away for ball four, a four-pitch walk. Bases loaded. One down for Jack Winkler, who's been the best hitter this series for Midland. 0-3 today, but entered in 6-12. Bases loaded. 2-0 Midland, bottom seven, the pitch. Misses down, 1-0. Since that first outing, when he allowed 5 runs, DeVito has a 1.74 ERA this season. The walks have just been the biggest bugaboo for him. 1-0. And this is low, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. And right now, he's missing the crock pot with all the vegetables. Here's the stretch. 2-0. Inside. It's 3 balls and no strikes. One bad pitch away from walking in a run. He readies and brings it home. Inside corner for a strike. 3-1. What you'd love here is a hard ground ball on one of the infielders. With one down. Riders have turned the second most double plays out of non-AAA teams in the minors. 3-1. There's a fly ball into right field straight away. Hatcher coming in. He makes the grab. The runner at third. Ironman coming home. The throw in time! Josh Hatcher nails Ironman at the plate, and a double play gets the Riders out of the seventh. Great throw from Josh Hatcher. It's 2-0 Midland. Top of the eighth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah. So Midland adds a run in the bottom of the seventh inning, but now the Rough Riders come to the plate in the top of the eighth, trailing 2-0, riding the momentum of the double play in the seventh. Josh Hatcher nailing Jeremy Ironman at the plate. And here's Kellen Strom to lead it off. Top of the order against Colin Palouse. First pitch on the way. It's low and outside, one ball and no strikes. The Riders in the seventh inning got a single from Max Acosta to lead it off, but he was thrown out at second trying to stretch it to a double. And then after Alex DeGoti doubled with two outs off the top of the wall in left field, he was caught stealing trying to go to third. 1-0. A hard ground ball to Valenzuela. He knocks it down at second out in front of him, recovers, throws to first and gets in. It was just hit too darn hard. Valenzuela couldn't short hop pick it, but because it was hit so hard, by the time it was in and out of his glove, Strom had barely taken a step out of the box. And so he was thrown out at first base, and now Petit out of the dugout, and he's going to grab the ball from Palouse. So a pitching change for the Rockhounds, up 2-0 here in the eighth inning. We'll step aside. Introduce you to the new pitcher when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
It's 2-0 Midland, one out here in the eighth inning, and a pitching change brings the left-hander Austin Briggs onto the mound to face the left-hander Liam Hicks and another left-hander Aaron Zavala after him. Gregorio Petit playing the matchups. Briggs made an appearance earlier in this series, throwing one scoreless inning with a couple of strikeouts. They tried him up in AAA for a few outings earlier this season, and in six outings, he really struggled for Las Vegas in over 10 ERA. First pitch inside to Hicks, back to the backstop, one ball and no strikes. Giving up 14 runs, 9 of them earned in 8 innings. A 4.91 ERA with Midland this season. 1-0, up and in on Hicks. 2 balls and no strikes. He's pitching in his 4th season with the Rockhounds. We've seen plenty of Austin Briggs over the last few years. He brings it in. Hicks takes low, ball 3. 3 balls and no strikes. Hicks is 3-for-3. He has 3 of the 5 hits for the Riders tonight. A double and 2 singles. Pitch in. Outside, ball 4. A 4-pitch walk out of the bullpen for Briggs to Hicks. And that brings Aaron Zavala. Well, that's exactly what you want to see if you're the Rough Riders. Get a man aboard. Bring the tying run to the plate. Zavala has hit a couple balls hard today. Got the day off yesterday, but the day before went 0-for-5. With a little bit of a caveat. Here's the stretch. And the offering in. Up and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. He hit a ball that was hammered out to right field that the wind knocked down. A fly ball out to the warning track. That's a home run any other night. There were 20-mile-an-hour winds blowing in. 1-0. Inside, it's 2 balls and no strikes. 6 straight out of the zone for Briggs to start his outing. He also lined out to left field in that game. And talking to Carlos Cardoza, the Riders manager, he said, that's still a good game, even though he went 0-for-5. 0-2, or 2-0, I should say, as a bouncer to third. Ironman's got it on to second for one. Throw to first, double play. So Briggs for 6 straight out of the zone, and then Zavala bounces into a double play. And the Riders still trail 2-0 to the bottom half of the eighth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Into the home half of the eighth inning, it's 2-0 Midland out in front of Frisco, and Brennan Malone, Shane McGuire, and Caden Trinkle, 3-4-5 in the Midland order, will swing the bats against Ricky DeVito. Nick Krauth went 6 innings in his start. Ricky DeVito got all the outs. In that seventh, and the first pitch catches the outside corner with a slider for a strike. It's 0-1. Crowd finishes with a final line as the pitch comes home. On the outside corner again, a strike, and it's 0-2. Of six innings, allowing two runs, both earned on six hits. He struck out four and walked two. Fifth quality start in 11 starts this season for Krauth. Rough Riders just have not been able to put up any runs. Offering home. Low and outside. It's one ball and two strikes. The Riders shut out yesterday. And shut out through eight innings today. 18 consecutive innings now without scoring a run for Frisco's offense. 1-2. It's low and outside. Two balls, two strikes. Slider missing from DeVito. Malone 1-for-3 with a double. Two-two. Outside. Three balls, two strikes. Missing with the fastball. It was a scoreless game until the bottom of the fifth inning. Jason Rosario, an RBI ground out. The Rough Riders then allowed a run in the seventh on a Denzel Clark RBI single. 3-2. Down and in. Ball four. Malone walks. And Shane McGuire steps in. Time called. Liam Hicks said there's something wrong with his glove. Cody Freeman running down to the end of the dugout to get a new glove for Hicksie. Keeping an eye on the Rangers game. They put up five runs in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Now lead it 6-2. Wyatt Langford with his second RBI hit of the day. He singled in the game-tying run in the sixth. Jonah Heim bounced into a fielder's choice to play another run, the go-ahead run, and then Marcus Semien, a three-run double to make it 6-2. Pitch home. Swinging a ground ball, hard hit, skips off the mound, right to Rodriguez at short. He steps on the bag at second for one and throws to first for the double play. Six unassisted, three twin killing for the Rough Riders, and just like that, there are two down here in the eighth. Boy, that ball hit the mound in like a ramp, just took off right at Rodriguez, who had a cherry hop right to the chest, and just about as easy as a double play as he can ever hope for. Well, two up, two down here in the eighth inning. Caden Trinkle bats, left-handed hitter. Pitch in. Way outside to the backstop. One ball, no strikes. A 6-2, Rangers lead it in Arlington. The other thing we're keeping an eye on is who's going to take the Texas League North Division title. The pitch. Just outside, two balls, no strikes. Arkansas trailing 3-2 to Wichita now in the seventh. They had a big lead, quote-unquote big lead. The pitch. Flared foul out of play to the left side. And count now is two balls and one strike. They had a 1.5 game lead over Springfield coming into today's action. And with three games remaining, that's a fairly big lead. The pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-2. But all of a sudden, they trail Wichita 3-2, and Corpus Christi, they are leading Springfield 4-2 in their seventh inning. 2-2. Well inside, and it's three balls and two strikes, and so keeping an eye on that, it looks like Arkansas should have their magic number down to two if those scores hold. DeVito's 3-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Ricky DeVito with the changeup off the outside corner. Strikes out Trinkle. And it ends up being a minimum facing inning for Ricky DeVito in the eighth. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Top nine next. Final ups for the Rough Riders trailing 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th. Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment on August 25th. Grab your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Spend Independence Day at Riders Field with Stars and Stripes Night, presented by Rhythm Energy. The night features a patriotic Teddy tank top giveaway at the gates, courtesy of Rhythm Energy, and our biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. It's also Thirsty Thursday with half-price Coors Light, Truly, and Big Stick Blonde through the seventh inning. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River ticket to catch the game from the Lazy River with $2 drink specials until 8 p.m. See you at Riders Field on Thursday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Arkansas Travelers at 7.05 p.m. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Riders trail 2-0, top of the ninth inning. Caber Rodriguez, Josh Hatcher, Abimelech Ortiz, the middle third of the order, due up against Austin Briggs, back out for his second inning of work. He's going for the five-out save here in the ninth. Riders have had some opportunities tonight. They just have not been able to cash in on them. Trying to get something going here in the ninth inning against Briggs. Right-handed batter, left-handed pitcher, first toss. Outside corner with a fastball for a strike. It's 0-1. Nick Krauth was strong through six innings today, allowing just two runs. But Gunnar Hoglund out-dueled him. The pitch. Swinging a tapper out in front of the mound. It's the catcher Malone with a slide, and he throws him out. Wow. He slid down, picked it, spun and threw on to first. And Rodriguez is out number one here in the ninth inning. Josh Hatcher now. Riders need a bloop and a blast. Or just some more base runners. First pitch. Inside on Hatch. One ball, no strikes. Riders have stranded six on the base pass tonight. They're 0-4 with runners in scoring position. Briggs the 1-0. Fastball. Strike on the outside corner, 1-1. Hatcher is better against left-handers than most left-handed batters, but still is better against right-handed pitching this year. The offering. Takes outside. It's two balls and one strike. Hitting 300 against left-handed pitching this season. With two of his six homers. Offering in. Swing and a miss. Out in front. And it's two balls and two strikes. Briggs on the other side has been much better against lefties than righties. 2-2. Swinging a soft grounder up the third baseline. It trickles foul. Still two balls, two strikes. Opponents from the right side are hitting 333 against Briggs this season. From the right side, just 222. The only home run he's allowed has been from a right-handed batter this season. He has a pair of lefties here with Hatcher and Ortiz. Riders down 2-0, top of the ninth inning, one out. 2-2, well outside, three balls, two strikes. This series was meaningless coming in as Frisco had already clinched on Sunday. And the Rough Riders' offense has not been up to snuff. Scoring seven runs in the first four games as the pitch is grounded foul to the right side. Still three balls, two strikes. Six of them coming in one game. Pitching has been great. As usual. 3-2. Fouled out of play to the left side. It's still 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yesterday, the Rough Riders bullpen allowed 3 runs as Brian Chi surrendered those 3 in the 8th. Frisco, over their previous 12 games, their bullpen had allowed just 2 runs. A 0.41 ERA. Scoreless work by DeVito today. The pitch is sawed off on a soft flare into shallow left field. It dunks in a base hit for Hatcher. He's around first on his way to second, shuts it down, and he gets back into first safely. A dangerous wide turn for Hatcher. Rough Riders have a base runner on a soft flare single into left, and now Abimelech Ortiz represents the tying run at the plate here in the top of the ninth. Ortiz, 5 home runs this season. 0-for-3 today. Left on left, first pitch. Inside, and it gets off McGuire's glove, but not far enough back behind home for Hatcher to advance, and no reason for him to try that unless it's completely obvious that he can get down to second. You do not want to make the second out of the base paths here in the ninth inning, especially when it's a 2-run game. You need that base runner. Briggs readies, and the 1-0 pitch. Swinging a ground ball over to first. Malone's got it, steps in the bag for one, throws to second, not in time. So Hatcher safe at second base. Ortiz grounds out to first, and they are 2 down now in the ninth inning for Max Acosta. And Gregorio Petit on the top step of the dugout. They want to go get the right-hander who's warming up in the bullpen. Will he go get him? No, he's going to stay in the dugout. So Briggs to stay in to face Acosta. The pitch. Foul at the plate. It's 0-1. A mighty rip from Acosta. It's Seth Elledge who's loosening, and Malone took a big chunk of that foul ball. Didn't see where it hit him. Petit comes out along with Fast, the athletic trainer. They're checking on him behind home. You get him a glass of water. Hopefully he's okay. They're smiling. I think they got him in between the legs. He's up on his knees. Gets a drink of water. 2 outs here in the ninth inning. 0-1 on Acosta. Riders trailing 2-0 with Hatcher at second. Both teams with 6 hits tonight. Still checking on McGuire, making sure he's okay behind the plate. Briggs is walking around up on the mound. And he's good to go. So Petit and Fast off the playing surface. Acosta back to the plate, trailing in the count 0-1. He's singled into right center back in the 7th. If you're wondering, Acosta has just 1 home run this season. It was last week. And now McGuire is still catching his breath. Or dizzy, maybe? He motioned over, and then he circled around his ear with his pointer finger. And Fast comes back out. Petit talking with him. Might have gotten that right off the mask. The other catchers are Jose Mujica and Daniel Susak, although Susak took a foul ball off the face mask on Wednesday and had to come out of the game, and McGuire is going to walk off here. So with two outs here in the ninth inning and an 0-1 count on Acosta, well, now McGuire stops halfway between home and the dugout and takes another couple of steps. And Mujica gets the gear on, and yep, McGuire is done for the night. So McGuire walks off. And Jose Mujica make his way out behind the plate. And he goes out and he'll chat with Briggs. 2-0 Midland, top of the ninth inning. And Petit comes out. He'll officially mark the substitution with McGuire. Mujica is going to take a few throws from Briggs to make sure he's okay. And Carlos Cardoza wondering why Mujica gets to take a couple throws. Arguing with Sean Sparling, the home plate umpire. Still arguing. Sparling was the one who threw out Cardoza yesterday. And Cardoza walking down the third base line, chatting with Sparling, who now crosses in front of the warm-up pitches being thrown. Those two trying to get on the same page. Booing Cardoza. And here comes Max Acosta to the plate. An 0-1 count to him here in the ninth inning. Riders have just six hits on the night. And now Mujica has to go out and talk with Briggs. Goodness. Make sure they have the right signs. This has been quite the delay. Acosta had two strikeouts before his single. The single came against Palouse, the second reliever for Midland tonight. And now he's in from the right side. The 0-1. That skips past Mujica. They got crossed up on the first pitch. Wow. Hatcher down to third. He got completely crossed up. That ball just sailed past his right shoulder as he reached down on it. And sometimes when you bring a new catcher in the game, it doesn't go very smoothly. So Hatcher down at third on the wild pitch. It's one ball and one strike on Acosta. The pitch. Swinging a chopper to third. Ironman charges. And they give Hatcher the plate. What happened? Well, they say foul. Okay, foul. Sean Sparling made a big gesture of stepping out in front of home and pointing towards the plate. And it looked like he was giving Hatcher home, but instead he was pointing to say it was a foul ball off Acosta's foot. So it's one ball and two strikes, and the Riders are down to their final strike on this Friday night. And Acosta calls time and steps out. It's 2-0 Midland leads. Brainerd Chavez on deck. The left-handed pitcher on the mound, he's warming up as a right-handed batter. Briggs ready from the stretch. And the 1-2. Swinging a line drive, foul down the left side. And it's still one ball and two strikes. Acosta trying to battle and extend this game here in the top of the ninth inning. And what has been a very interesting night of baseball again. 1-2. Down and in, skips away from Mujica. Off to the left side. That brings Hatcher in from third. A wild pitch. The second in the inning. And Hatcher moves in from third. Riders now trail 2-1 here in the ninth inning. So now two balls and two strikes. Acosta trying to get on as the tying run. Briggs deals. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Ball game over. Riders fall in this one, 2-1. So they fail, they are not shut out for the second straight day, but they lose for the second time in this series by a 2-1 score. We'll break it down in the postgame show when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
We welcome you back to Midland, Texas. Rough Riders lose to the Midland Rockhounds 2-1 on this Friday night. Frisco scoring their only run before the last pitch of the ball game on a wild pitch before Max Acosta struck out on the next offering from Austin Briggs. So they are not shut out in back-to-back games. They get one run, but they have really struggled on the offensive side over the last few. Final line scores, two runs on six hits and no errors for the Rockhounds tonight. They stranded six on the base pass. The Rough Riders, one run on six hits, no errors themselves, and they stranded six as well. Rough Riders went 0 for 4 with runners in scoring position tonight. The Rockhounds went 2 for 8. The winning pitcher today, Gunnar Hoglund, he went 5 2/3 innings in his start as he has now 7 wins on the season. He moves to a record of 7-4. That's tied for the most in the Texas League this season. And on the other side, the losing pitcher, a tough luck loser, Nick Krauth, he goes to 5-3 with the loss in his start today. Final game time at 2 hours and 25 minutes here in Midland in front of a crowd of 4,151, including Midland's 10 millionth fan in franchise history coming to the ballpark. So congratulations to the Rockhounds and their 10 millionth fan in tonight's game. We'll continue to break this one down, give you some scores from around the league, tell you how the Rangers are doing against the Royals in Arlington, and set up tomorrow's Game 5 of this series. When we come back, post-game coverage continues after a 2-1 Rough Riders loss on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Riders fall 2-1 to the Midland Rockhounds on this Friday night. We welcome you back into Midland one final time here on the postgame show. Elsewhere around the Texas League, it's a battle for the North still. Wichita leading Arkansas 3-2. Arkansas with a 1.5-game lead on Springfield in the North with 3 games left to play, including tonight. And Arkansas, even if they lose tonight, Springfield is currently trailing Corpus Christi 4-2 in their bottom of the eighth inning. So if both teams lose, they would still remain 1.5 games up, and with 2 games left to play, still a magic number of 2 to clinch that division. Elsewhere in the league, I should say, Amarillo a 9-2 lead currently on San Antonio. That game in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Northwest Arkansas, they blank Tulsa 5-0 as well out in Springdale. In the Texas Rangers organization, at the low A level, Fredericksburg, they blank the Downeast Wood Ducks, the Washington Nationals affiliate Fredericksburg, 4-0. And high A Hickory, a 10-3 victory over the Rays affiliated Bowling Green Hot Rods. While at the triple A level, Round Rock Express continuing their series against the Sacramento Rivercats, the Giants affiliate. It's currently 2-1 Rivercats lead it. The Express getting the start from Harrison Garabito, the former Rough Rider, who has allowed a couple runs in 2 innings so far today, with the Express scoring their 1 run on an Andrew Knapp sack fly, scoring Trevor Hover. As for the big league club, it's 6-2 Rangers out in front of the Royals in the bottom half of the 8th inning. 6 runs on 9 hits for the Rangers, and 2 runs on 5 hits for the Royals. Big day for Wyatt Langford, as he has a couple RBIs. He's 2-for-4 today. Marcus Simeon with a bases-clearing double as well. And the 5-run sixth inning that the Rangers put up to take the lead, trailing 2-1 into that frame. A good start from Nathan Eovaldi, going 6 innings, allowing 2 runs with 6 strikeouts. Jose Leclerc, a scoreless 1 2/3 innings. And then David Robertson is out on the hill right now for the Rangers, so trying to close that out as they're in the bottom half of the 8th inning. Tomorrow, the Rough Riders and Rockhounds will continue this series. We'll have Game 5 with Dane Acker taking the ball for the Rough Riders at 7 o'clock. We have the undefeated, unscored upon TBD tomorrow for the Midland Rockhounds, a to-be-determined starter tomorrow. And should be a good one at a 6:45 first pitch. Always exciting to see Dane Acker take the ball for the Rough Riders. We'll come your way with that 6:45 pregame show and talk to you at 7, but that's going to do it for us tonight. Riders fall to the Rockhounds 2-1. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible today, for our gracious hosts here in Midland, for my broadcast partner back in Frisco, Luke Maley. I'm Zach Bigley, saying thanks for picking us tonight. The Rough Riders will be back in action tomorrow. We'll talk to you then. But until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!